What does it mean to be rich? Maybe it's less about reaching a magic number and more about discovering the magic in life. At Edward Jones, our dedicated financial advisors are the people you can count on for financial strategies that help support a life you love. Because the key to being rich is knowing what counts. Learn more about our comprehensive approach to planning at edwardjones.com/findyourrich. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Adam Neumann, the founder of WeWork, ousted from the company in 2019. He's now trying to buy it back. We'll discuss how real it is and what's going on with this story that doesn't seem to end. It's Tuesday, February 6th. Welcome to the Tech Check Podcast. I'm Deirdre Bosa with Mark Gilbert. Hey, Mark.
Hey, Dee. One of our favorite stories come back. So happy that that there's like some sort of chaos and some life in this story. It's one of our favorites.
Chaos indeed.
Now we get to talk about it again. Okay, so Adam Neumann founded WeWork, really famous ascent to the top, then pushed out. The company declared bankruptcy. You know, what a climb to the top, and then what a just blow up. So now we know for sure that Adam Neumann is trying to buy it back, right? That is real. That's the news that we woke up to this morning. But with whom and how real that deal is, that's sort of the open question.
Right. And it's been a bit of a journey this morning to really figure out what's happening here. Went to bed last night, woke up because I believe this letter was issued late last night. Basically, Adam Neumann's lawyers, they sent a letter to WeWork's management saying that Neumann's latest venture, a real estate company called Flow Global, wants to merge with WeWork. The letter says, and I'm going to quote directly from it, "We represent Adam Neumann and affiliates, blah, 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 who are partnering with well-known capital sources, including Dan Loeb's Third Point LLC and others in connection with the above captioned Chapter 11 cases." So a lot of the headlines to come out of this letter, right, if you were to just see it in the media and news, is that Adam Neumann's making a bid for WeWork with Dan Loeb's Third Point. But that wording is very specific. Partnering, looking for more information. So I called up Third Point and I said, okay, what's going on here? Are you guys going to be trying to buy WeWork with Adam Neumann? And they said that basically it was very preliminary.
Right. I mean, is there anything more sort of Adam Neumann than this style of like news leaking out, right? Which is that you get the big sort of pizzazz off the top, which is, oh, wow, you know, Adam Neumann has a credible bid financed by Third Point, when in actuality, sort of the reality is much murkier, and it's a lot of sort of preliminary discussions. You know, there aren't signed letters of intent or anything like that. So we know that Adam Neumann, you know, was interested and continues to be interested, and now basically he's agitating from the sidelines, or his lawyers are, and saying, hey, you know, we're credible. Why isn't our bid being considered?
And so this isn't a surprise that Adam Neumann is interested in coming back to WeWork, because I feel like there's been breadcrumbs along the way, right?
Totally.
He sort of stayed involved somewhat. Remember when they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and he put out the statement that it was really hard to watch from the sidelines.
Yes.
And so maybe that was, you know, like the media's fault. We see, you know, him, we see a letter from the lawyers saying partnering with Dan Loeb's Third Point. We thought, oh, okay, this is maybe serious, right? Maybe he can line up the financing. But you kind of dig into the details. Third Point says that the meeting was very preliminary. And then a source familiar told me that, in fact, it was just one meeting last fall between Loeb and Neumann. And interestingly, SoftBank executives were there. But the key point the source told me is that Third Point has not made any commitment at all. And that's why I wanted to read directly from that letter, because, you know, the letter doesn't say that there's a bid, but partnering. So anyways, you can argue about the implications, but there was a lot of media out there that said, okay, this he's doing something with Dan Loeb, but very preliminary.
Yeah. And I mean, I think it's what an amazing story is that, right? That you sort of put out this statement, and then you, being Deirdre, you know what I mean? The the journalist, you just go to Third Point and go, hey, what's up with this bid? And they were like, hey, what bid? What are you talking about? You know, so I mean, it's just it's the sort of like most Adam Neumann way to run an acquisition process. I think the other really interesting part of this story is, okay, forget about like the way this is rolled out and we woke up this morning and what happened last night and the letter. Just think about like, who do you want running WeWork, and like, who actually do you want winning this bid and taking over this company out of bankruptcy, other than Adam Neumann, if you're an investor or you know, you have debt with the company and you're hoping to recoup some of it? I mean, I don't know. It's hard to make a better pitch.
I totally agree. Regardless of the way this is rolled out, stranger things have happened. And Newman himself may actually be the best person to run this company, because something that I've argued for a long time, because I saw the beginnings of WeWork before it had that, you know, billions and billions of dollars of capital injection from SoftBank. And he really created something really kind of amazing and genuine and great in the community that was WeWork. That's leaving the business model aside, right? And I think that good reason to have been skeptical about that business model from the very beginning. Long-term leases, turning around for short-term rentals. That was always going to be tough, particularly during a recession. And it has been. I mean, part of it was the pandemic. Part of it was the commercial real estate problem. But now that WeWork is kind of like a skeleton of its former self, maybe it's time for Newman to get back in. It's,
I mean, I think it's worth thinking about what are the sort of like core competencies of a CEO and what does that person like do best in the world? And I've said this about Elon Musk, right? That the things that he's best at, I mean, that it might not be sort of engineering and building rockets and cars, but what he's actually best at is attention and raising capital. And so if you're really good at sort of building narratives and myths around these companies, which Adam Newman was spectacular at, right? Because this was a real estate company that he somehow was able to sold it as like a tech platform, right? With like these SaaS multiples, even though it was actually like a very downturn sensitive real estate company.
Exactly. But the thing is, the passion is still there for him to put out this letter and say, you know, I've been trying to get information. I want to be more involved. Means that he still really wants to run this company. And maybe there's actually some interesting synergies with his new company Flow, right? Which is different from WeWork in that it actually owns the property. I don't know. Maybe that opens a whole nother set of problems, but he's still trying. And I thought what was also interesting in the letter, it said that in October 2022, Newman was looking to arrange $1 billion in financing to stabilize WeWork. So this is before Chapter 11. He wanted to help save the company, but management shut down the process without explanation. And the letter says, while he was literally in the air traveling. So he's traveling to go think he's going to do a deal. He lands and it's not happening anymore. Another source familiar with the matter tells me that WeWork was actually already in conversations with the group that ended up funding the deal. So it got alternate funding. But you gotta appreciate Newman's drive here and desire to rebuild up something that he created.
You know, this is like a really like fun and exciting story, and I'm going to make it real sort of like nerdy for a second. A couple years ago, I don't actually remember when it was. It must have been like 5, 6, 7 years ago. Qualcomm, Paul Jacobs, who is the chairman, the former chairman of Qualcomm and a very powerful executive at the company, left the board and said, I want to take Qualcomm private. And at the time, Qualcomm was worth like $80 or $90 billion. But because this person was credible, was the former CEO, they were a board member, whatever, it was like, oh yeah, you know, there would be headlines written, right? Like, yeah. Paul Jacobs wants to take Qualcomm private. But then it was like, do you have $88 billion? You know what I mean? Like, do you have the financing in place to buy out $88 billion in equity and replace it with debt? Like, that seems nuts. And it turned out he did not have that financing. And so I think there is an element of this, which is that you can see WeWork's board, whoever is managing the bankruptcy process and the judge is going to have to prove this, is like, how legitimate is your financing? Do you actually have $1 billion to spend, you know, rescuing the debt and equity holders of WeWork? I think that's going to be the tough sell.
Part of it is putting things out there. And I'm surprised you went to the Qualcomm example. I thought you were going to Musk, funding secured, 420.
Funding secured. Oh, wow. Better example.
Yes. And that was rough because Tesla was a public company at the time and Musk being in the position he was. Whereas Adam Newman doing this is basically just outlining his intent, which we kind of knew was there. And the third point piece of it, I'm still a little confused about, but we'll see. I mean, stranger things have happened. I love the statement that WeWork gave. It wasn't also what I was expecting. So I asked them, you know, what's going on? And a spokesperson gave me this statement. WeWork called itself an extraordinary company, their words, extraordinary company that receives expressions of interest from external parties on a regular basis. I just love the confidence in that. Extraordinary can mean so many different things, and it was the right word to use here. Expressions of interest, it's so vague. I'm sure it does. Again, it's like one of those things like you were talking about. You can say this and no one's going to pin you down for something. And I'm sure they do get interest. How much is serious? And our producer, Laura Batchelor, was really smart to connect this to what's going on in the M&A landscape. And she said, sure, like maybe there's expressions of interest, but even a DocuSign, right, that was in talks for a deal with the private equity fund, that has now reportedly stalled. So in that is kind of ripe. It has the right financial profile for private equity and that can't go through. So, you know, how much is it going to take to get a company that sits in a very troubled space like commercial real estate with this crazy history behind it, a deal going? So I thought that was interesting. And then just to finish off the statement, they said, quote, we continue to believe that the work we are currently doing will ensure WeWork is best positioned as an independent, valuable, financially strong, and sustainable company long into the future. There is this question of fiduciary duty, right? If Adam Neumann is interested, if he in fact has the financing or if he finds the financing, does WeWork management, do its shareholders have a responsibility to go down that path?
Exactly. I mean, that's it. If he actually has the financing and he's got the brand name credibility to come back and he can still raise money from Andreessen Horowitz and he's sort of shown that he still has this power. I mean, it would be an unbelievable turn of this story if Adam Neumann is able to extract that much value out of WeWork and to remember the billions that he was able to take in value out of that company, mostly from SoftBank, which just poured, what was it, like $9 billion into the company, more?
I mean, it would be one of the most.
And then he's able to end up with it back. Yeah. I saw Jay Yarrow at CNBC. He posted either on X or Threads. He posted he's trying to pull a Dave Portnoy.
Right.
You get rid of your company. He didn't sell it, but whatever. You exit your company and then you buy it back at like bargain well, pennies on the dollar.
Maybe because Adam Neumann is the only person who can actually run this company, and you know he. It was an interesting company. It remains an interesting company. I will finish this up because I have no conclusions, except I think that Brian Sullivan today put it well on the exchange when I showed up on the show. He said, make it make sense. I can't. I cannot. I can only run through what we know. And it doesn't make entirely sense. Yeah. It's exciting. You know what? I'm here for the chaos. I want to know what happens next. And I hope Adam Neumann gets control again. I'd love to see what happens, what he does with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's a more interesting story than like a private equity firm buying it and cutting a ton of costs and canceling a bunch of leases and, you know, sort of restarting WeWork as a much smaller, you know, less interesting going concern.
Agreed. Totally agreed. This is a business story that's up our alley and we'll continue to follow it. So stay tuned. We've got tomorrow Uber and Alibaba earnings. So we'll be back with that tomorrow.
See you, Dave.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.